Hello again from Paddy for part two. I'm joined by Chris Gillam, and we'll start part two with our regular information desk and then follow with some news items. Also coming up, we have a feature about strange goings-on in the late 1800s at Shelfanger. First, however, here's information desk.
Thank you, Mrs. Betty Wilson, for your lovely letter. We are glad that you decided to stay in Norfolk and hope that you continue to enjoy living here. Thank you to those of you that noticed that Let's Talk was missing from last week's recording. We hope that you'll be able to listen to it this week. Sorry for causing such confusion.
The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 to 4pm at St Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sproston. The club has various activities, including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, include going out for meals. It certainly sounds good. It costs £8 per year to join. If you're interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961 407 or Marion on 01603 408 758. And the next meeting will be on Thursday, the 1st of November.
The Christmas lunch for the Norwich Macular Group will take place on Friday the 14th of December at the Maid's Head Hotel in Norwich, starting at 12 noon. Please bring along £12 for the meal at the next regular meeting of the Norwich Macular Group, which will be on Friday the 9th of November, the second Friday of the month. This meeting is from 12 noon to 2pm at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Refreshments will be available. At these meetings, there is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. For further information, please ring Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554.
The next three items on Information Desk are NNAB events, for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end of the third item. F-Stop Eyes is the Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30pm, where they either hold indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or monthly outdoor meetings, which are photo shoots around the city or out in the country. The next meetings are Friday, the 2nd of November, which is outdoors, and Friday, the 6th of November, an indoor meeting. The indoor sessions cost £3 and are held at the Bradbury Centre.
Have you heard about the NNAB discussion group? All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 until 4pm and cost £3 at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The next meeting is on Tuesday, the 6th of November.
Come and join the NNAB Theatre Group at the Theatre Royal for the pantomime Aladdin on Saturday, the 5th of January at 2:30pm. There will be a minibus from the NNAB, audio description and a touch tour. The cost is £16.50 and please book by Friday, the 9th of November. The contact details for these three events are telephone Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith at nnab.org.uk.
The NNAB invites you to a Christmas ladies' pamper evening on Friday the 23rd of November from 6 until 9pm at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre. Entry is £3 and includes a free raffle ticket. For more information on treatments available or to reserve your ticket, please call 01603 629 558 or email donnaabminto@nnab.org.uk. I'll repeat that, donnaabminto at nnab.org.uk.
Norwich Community Choir celebrates 10 years of singing with a special event in aid of a local charity, Nelson's Journey. Norwich Community Choir has grown from humble beginnings in 2008 to present a diverse and polished repertoire performed entirely from memory, whilst remaining true to the community choir ethos. There are no auditions, and many members cannot read music. To celebrate 10 years of singing, the choir is holding a concert at Norwich Cathedral on Saturday, the 24th of November, which will include a unique version of Allegri's Miserere. Meg Turpin, the choir leader, says, "It's unusual for a community choir to tackle such an ambitious piece. This reworking of Allegri's masterpiece preserves the mood and sensuality of the original while bringing it into the present day, using poignant lyrics taken from the words of choir members expressing their feelings about belonging to the choir." The concert is in aid of local charity Nelson's Journey, who help bring back smiles to bereaved children in Norfolk. Tickets for the event can be purchased from ticketsource.co.uk/Norwich Community Choir, or by calling 07423 118 876. That is 07423 118 876. For more information, please telephone Meg Turpin on 01603 495 062.
We have been asked by the British Wireless for the Blind Fund to include this item in our information desk. It is for your information and is not connected with Chatterbox. Visually impaired people are being invited to see if they are eligible for a free specially adapted radio from a charity. British Wireless for the Blind Fund, BWBF for short, provides the equipment to those with sight loss across the UK who meet its criteria. Radio is a lifeline to those who are blind and partially sighted, providing companionship and helping them to keep in touch with what is going on in the world as well as the local community. BWBF offers equipment free of charge to those who have sight loss and are in receipt of a means-tested benefit. BWBF is launching its Reaching Out campaign to try and increase awareness about their equipment and help more people who are blind or partially sighted. Regional Development Manager Sophie Weldon said, "Our radios are designed so that a person with sight loss can use them easily and independently. All equipment is delivered to the home by a volunteer who sets it all up and provides support in using it." The BWBF offers a range of equipment: digital radios, CD players, memory stick players, internet radio, and even a specially designed app. "Our radios are vital to someone who cannot see. They provide news, information and entertainment, but also, more importantly, companionship and a friendly voice. If you or someone you know is interested in a BWBF radio, please contact Sophie Weldon at sophie@blind.org.uk or phone 01283 790 208 or 07540 724 063. To find out more about British Wireless for the Blind Fund, go to the website blind.org.uk. That's all from Information Desk for this week.
Now we'll turn to some news items. It seems it's the time for festivals, with a science festival in full swing, as the annual beer festival also gets underway. Talking of beer, Bullards announced that they are to brew a beer under their old name once again. And also Hadley and Ottaway, a name familiar in Norwich, celebrates 90 years in business. We'll start, however, with a mention of a poppy display at St Peter Mancroft Church.
It is a flower synonymous with conflict and the battlefields of the First World War. Now a display of 15,500 handmade poppies, each one representing a person killed in the conflict and named on the Norfolk Memorial, has gone on display in St. Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich City Centre. Located in the church's First World War Chapel, the poppies have been made from a range of materials and by people across the world, including 1,500 from America and Taiwan. Sarah Salmon, who coordinated the project for Norfolk County Council's Libraries and Information Service, said, "We wanted to create something special in remembrance of those who died by making an individual poppy for each person, and we're grateful to everyone who has contributed. The poppies will be displayed in the church until October the 30th, before being split into smaller displays and distributed across Norfolk's 47 libraries and 8 mobile libraries in November."
More than 19,000 people are expected to attend the 41st Annual Norwich Beer Festival. The festival kicked off on Monday with hundreds of beer lovers making their way through the doors of St Andrew's Hall, Norwich. The festival has more than 200 beers on tap this year and a new curiosity bar which brings exotically flavoured beers from across the UK to Norwich. Organiser Craig Harmer said everything has gone on schedule and everyone is happy with no major incidents. "The support for Norwich Beer Festival has been fantastic. We couldn't ask for any more. We don't advertise, as everybody who likes beer knows about it. To keep the beer flowing through the week, students had free entry on Tuesday and Wednesday with a valid student card."
Youngsters of all ages were wowed this weekend as Norwich Science Festival was in full swing. Events were hosted all over the city centre with the aim of getting people interested in all aspects of science, from the smallest insects to the largest mammals. The science behind the nation's favourite tipples and how women are transforming the scientific world. The festival launched into action on Wednesday, October the 17th, with a firework display from internationally recognised pyrotechnician Matthew Tosh. It runs until Saturday, October the 27th, and there are still plenty of talks and displays at the Forum, Millennium Library and Sir Isaac Newton's Sixth Form. Tree listening was one of the more unusual events people could learn about over the weekend. Highly sensitive microphones attached to trees gave people the chance to hear their hidden sounds.
A Norfolk brewery, which closed its city site more than 50 years ago, has unveiled plans for a new Norfolk base on land still owned by its founding family. Bullard's brewed its last beer at the Anchor Brewery in Westwick Street in 1967, but now wants to begin brewing under its own name again. The new £500,000 brewery at Gresson Hall near Dereham will create up to 10 new jobs and allow Bullard's to dramatically increase capacity as it looks to sell further afield. Plans were submitted to Breckland District Council last week for the 500-square-metre brewery, which will be built on farmland owned by John Bullard, great-great-grandson of company founder Richard Bullard. Since being revived in 2015, Bullard's have been brewing at the Redwell Brewery in Truss, and the new facility will help it to ultimately boost production 30-fold and up to 50,000 litres a year. If approval is granted, construction will begin in the spring.
A removals firm which carried Second World War pilots around the country and survived three recessions has celebrated its 90th birthday. Hadley and Ottaway Removals was founded in Norfolk in 1928 by Jack Hadley and Herbert Ottaway, who with their single van began moving families around Norwich. More than a decade later, the company offered its box vans to the war effort, transporting RAF pilots and their equipment from Norfolk to Lincolnshire. In that period, the firm also made its first international move. David Gaylor, the company's managing director, said the business had needed to adapt to survive. Following the World War, a man named Lee Palmer bought out all the other shareholders and moved the business to an old shoe factory in Norwich, he said. Then the 1970s recession hit and the removals business suffered a downturn. So he diversified into haulage by purchasing some second-hand vehicles and pallets. Mr. Gaylor said, "Our company has evolved over the years, but core to everything is ensuring we provide the highest levels of service. For example, we recently collected a customer's effects, and during the pre-move survey, the customer asked, 'Would you be able to move my cow?' Our sales director apologised and said, 'We can't move livestock,' at which point she led him to the back garden where he was presented with a life-size model of a cow. That we can move."
The mystery source of a searchlight, which was spotted in the skies above Norwich, has been found. People out and about in Norwich on last Tuesday night may have spotted a large beam of light sweeping across the city's skies, and although there was much speculation over the source of the light, it was not known where the light had come from. But now the mystery has been solved. The light, or sky scanner, it is as officially known, was being beamed into the sky by Trafalgar Fireworks, a firework business based in Norwich. The light, which can be seen from as far away as 7 kilometres, will be turned on every night until November the 5th to mark the business's busiest time of the year.
It may feel like summer outside, but one of Norwich's best-loved stores is looking decidedly festive. Gerald has revealed its toy department's Christmas window display just in time for half-term. The displays, which feature snowy scenes, wooden chalets, and have a traditional theme to them, were unveiled by a team of elves on Friday afternoon. Marketing manager Carol Slaughter said, "We start thinking about the windows in January and February, and between us we decided that this year the theme should be traditional. More about snow, trees and wooden lodges." Mrs. Slaughter said that as soon as the first Christmas windows were unveiled, the store turned its mind to the festive season, saying, "As soon as we see the windows are up, the staff are beginning to think in terms of Christmas." Further windows will be unveiled in the coming weeks.
And now we'll move on to our second feature. The Evening News has a column called Weird Norfolk, written by Stacia Bridge and Joffre Connor. It seems appropriate as Halloween comes up to recount the story about the spectre of Shelfhanger and the haunted pond. It is read by Sarah Houghton.